Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, October 13, 2025, through Friday, October 17, 2025. Monday, October 13, 2025. Arizona and Indiana individuals sentenced to federal prison for nationwide bank fraud and money laundering. Thaddeus Jerome Lee, Latroy L. Curry, and Johnny Lee Thomas were each sentenced for their roles as leaders of a nationwide bank fraud and money laundering conspiracy. They received a combined 420 months in federal prison. According to public court documents and evidence presented at sentencing, Lee, Curry, and Thomas were the founders and leaders of bank fraud and money laundering conspiracies. They operated from California to Connecticut and numerous states in between, including Ohio. Over the course of approximately 2.5 years, they attempted to deposit at least $15 million in stolen checks at various financial institutions throughout the country. They successfully obtained at least $2.5 million in fraudulent proceeds. Lee, Thomas, and Curry recruited dozens of individuals to commit acts of bank fraud and money laundering as part of the scheme. They obtained tens of millions of dollars worth of stolen checks, created many fake business entities to facilitate the fraud and money laundering, and supervised many co-conspirators who went into banks and credit unions in several states, opened fraudulent checking accounts, and deposited the stolen checks. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Tuesday, October 14, 2025. Chinese nationals plead guilty to fake Apple device return fraud that conned the technology giant out of more than $16 million. Yushen Lin and Shuai Xing, two Chinese nationals living in Riverside County, pleaded guilty to participating in a large-scale trans-Pacific scheme to defraud Apple Inc. through the fraudulent returns of thousands of counterfeit iPhones, iPads, and other Apple goods that caused the Cupertino-based technology company at least $16.2 million in losses. According to Lin's and Xing's plea agreements, from at least December 2015 to March 2024, Wenhu Huang, Yang Song, and others coordinated with co-conspirators in China to smuggle counterfeit Apple iPhones, iPads, and other devices to them and other U.S.-based co-conspirators. The counterfeit Apple devices smuggled to Huang, Song, and others in the U.S. were designed to look like genuine Apple devices and included identification numbers matching the numbers on real Apple products that had been sold in North America, were owned by real people, and were under warranty through Apple's manufacturer warranty and AppleCare Plus, Apple's extended warranty program. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Wednesday, October 15, 2025. Greenwich Investment Company operator sentenced to 54 months in prison for stealing more than $3.4 million in fraud scheme. Justin C. Murphy was sentenced to 54 months of imprisonment and 3 years of supervised release for operating an investment fraud scheme. According to court documents and statements made in court, Murphy owned and operated Greenwich-based Mara Investment Group, LLC, also known as Mara Investment Management, LP, and Mara Investments Global Management, LLC, Mara, which Murphy purported to be a hedge fund that solicited and accepted investments and used a quantitative strategy that balanced long and short positions in securities. Between approximately 2016 to September 2022, Murphy defrauded investors by pursuing a much riskier investment strategy than he told investors, diverting substantial investor funds for his own personal use and benefit, representing to investors that their invested funds were performing more favorably than they were, including providing investors with account statements that falsely represented their account balances and providing investors with federal tax forms that falsely reported business income in which investors would be required to pay tax on. Murphy stole approximately $3,465,812 in investor funds through his scheme and used the funds to pay for personal expenses, to purchase a personal stake in his relative startup company, and then to fund nearly a year of living in luxury hotels in Brazil while avoiding investor complaints and lawsuits. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Thursday, October 16, 2025. Federal grand jury indicts two in gold bar scam conspiracy that targeted senior victims. Antonio Pina and Brandy Durst were indicted for their alleged roles in a gold bar scam conspiracy that impacted senior victims in Kentucky and across the United States. According to court documents, Pina and Durst were charged with one count of wire fraud conspiracy and money laundering conspiracy. Specifically, the indictment alleges that between April 2024 and July 2025, both Pina and Durst traveled around the United States and collected gold bars from victims who were convinced to liquidate their retirement funds and buy gold. Unindicted co-conspirators would deceive victims into believing that they were victims of a prior identity theft scam and that purchasing gold would help protect their assets. Pina, Durst, and others posed as Federal Reserve agents or other government officials, supposedly picking up the gold for safekeeping, only to steal victims' savings and launder the proceeds. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Friday, October 17, 2025. Georgia Tech Research Corporation agrees to pay $875,000 to resolve civil cyber fraud litigation. Georgia Tech Research Corporation, GTRC, has agreed to pay the United States $875,000 to resolve allegations that it violated the False Claims Act and federal common law by failing to meet cybersecurity requirements in connection with certain Air Force and Defense Projects Agency, DARPA, contracts. GTRC contracts with government agencies, including the U.S. Department of Defense, DOD, for research performed at its affiliate, the Georgia Institute of Technology, Georgia Tech. The statement resolves a lawsuit against the GTRC and Georgia Tech, where the United States alleged that until December 2021, those entities failed to install, update, or run antivirus or anti-malware tools on desktops, laptops, servers, and networks at Georgia Tech's Astro Lavos lab, while the lab conducted sensitive cyber defense research for DOD. The United States also alleged that until at least February 2020, there was no system security plan in place for the Astro Lavos lab to set out the cybersecurity controls that GTRC contracts required. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2025. The American Board of Forensic Accounting would like to offer you the opportunity to purchase an electronic copy of the textbook, Forensic and Investigative Accounting, 10th edition, featuring renowned author Dr. D. Larry Crumbly, at the sale price of $145. For more information, please contact Dr. Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us.